Tens of thousands of garment workers took to the streets of Cambodia today in a nationwide strike demanding a new round of negotiations on minimum wage. The five-day walkout is the latest in a series of strikes across Asia over the past months as workers in China, Bangladesh, and Vietnam demand better pay and benefits. Sister Denise Coughlin is the director of Jesuit Refugee Services in Cambodia. She told us more about working conditions in the country.
There are people out on the streets campaigning to get, instead of $61 a month to feed a family on, they're asking for $93. So that's the context that we're talking in. The labour laws try to legislate that people have fair working conditions and that there be a minimum wage and that they have fair holidays. But as in many countries in this part of the world and in other parts of the world too, the country is desperate to have economic investment. And so if we have people from South Korea and Taiwan, different places, America, USA, Europe, trying to make garments, for instance, in Cambodia, they're looking for a profit and therefore they want the people to work for the lowest possible wage and do long hours, and they like to have the factories working 24 hours a day. Now, there's nothing that says that factories can't work 24 hours a day, but it does say that workers are entitled to at least two holidays a month.
You said that there is a minimum wage. Is it respected?
Well, actually, the minimum wage isn't respected. The vast majority of Cambodian workers are really small business entrepreneurs. They do their own thing, or they ride tuk-tuks, or they sell bits of petrol in bottles, or they run a motorbike, carrying motorbike passengers. So, of course, what they receive is just what they make any one day. So some days it might be nothing and some days it might be more. But they're not really governed by a labour law because they're independent entrepreneurs, you might say. Do the restaurants and karaoke bars respect the minimum wage? Well, I don't know for sure, but I would suspect not. I would suspect that they probably get a bit less than the $50 a month, which is the minimum wage in the labour law bill, and they probably that they would get some food and some other services like that. And people who work as domestic help in homes, I'm sure they don't. That the labour law is not respected for that in many cases. In many cases it is, but many cases not. And then, of course, we have the other phenomenon of children working in some places, and they obviously wouldn't be getting very much for their work.
Yes, in fact, I wanted to ask about the laws surrounding age limit, and is child labour a problem in Cambodia?
I mean, officially, child labour is not acceptable. Many families are extremely poor, so they have their children doing things like making bricks. Even I was out in the village today and most of the children weren't at the school because they were out planting rice or looking after the rice fields. So in a sense, it's a funny way of saying it's child labour, but it's the only way that the family can sustain itself in the rural places if everybody in the family gets in together and plants the rice and looks after the rice. And then we just now, and during our Justice and Peace seminar, we heard about people who'd been who'd more or less been trafficked, girl workers who'd been trafficked to Malaysia, sometimes to Indonesia, to different places. And oftentimes they seem to have been able to falsify their passport or use their sister's passport in order to be able to be accepted to be a maid or a domestic worker in another country. And then Malaysia particularly was quoted as saying that many of the Cambodian girls who go there are only 15 years old.